Earlier this year, just as COVID-19 shut down the nation, Jared McEachran moved with his girlfriend into the home he just bought in the mountains of Santa Cruz, California. As the wildfires there forced them to evacuate just a few days ago, McEachran sounded surprisingly calm as he spoke from a friend's house in San Francisco.
The air at the house, there are times when it's clear and we can't even tell, but then there's other times it's really smoky, it stinks, throat gets scratchy, but luckily, the flames have stayed a good distance away, so we're thankful for that.
His outlook in the face of potential disaster perhaps stems from a greater life perspective. McEachran had moved to Western North Carolina in the early 2000s to study music at Brevard College. He thought he would likely carve a career in an orchestra, and he dropped out after three semesters to sing and play guitar in a rising metal band. But as recently as 8 years ago, McEachran was out of music altogether and living in Asheville, glazing windows and glass full-time to support a young daughter.
Having a daughter was one of those things that it kind of put me on the spot, and I was like, just about making that sacrifice to try to take care of her.
But then McEachran learned about an open audition to play bass in one of the world's premier heavy metal bands. About 400 people submitted videotapes, and McEachran was one of eight flown in to personally audition with the band. And since 2013, through world tours and turmoil that nearly broke up the band, McEachran has been the bass player in Machine Head.
Of course, I knew it would be life-changing. And I didn't even really think that, you know, that was going to happen until I actually got the call from those guys. And that's what it was. It was just like, I was like, well, I can always say that I tried if it doesn't work out. And when they called me, they're like, okay, we're going to need you to move to California. And I was like, all right, that's what I need to do.
McEachran grew up in Virginia Beach, Virginia, sang in youth choirs, and played violin before gravitating to the bass. By the time he enrolled at Brevard College, he had feet planted in both classical music and heavy metal.
It was never a conflict. I mean, it was all just music to me.
While at Brevard, he joined musicians still in high school in a band called Sanctity. McEachran sang and played rhythm guitar. Sanctity signed a record contract, toured Europe in support of the band Trivium, and in 2007 opened a North American tour for Machine Head. At the time he auditioned for Machine Head, McEachran had been out of music for about 4 years, but the earlier connection with Machine Head paid off when McEachran got a call from the band's drummer, Dave McLean, urging him during his audition to focus more on his backing vocals than his bass playing. McEachran's choral and lead singing experience paid off. Here he is from one of his audition videos. This is it.
It's like I always knew, but it took me a while to realize that I'm actually kind of an ass if I don't have my music. It just, you know, really started creeping up on me that I was just really unhappy. I mean, I got divorced in that time and moved out.
McEachran has toured the world a few times over and recorded two studio albums with Machine Head. But a few years ago, it all nearly crumbled out from under him when two of his bandmates jointly quit the band. The upheaval left McEachran to ponder his future with band founder and centerpiece Rob Flynn.
Rob will be the first person to admit that sometimes he can be difficult to work with. He has his vision and it drives him fiercely. And there's a lot of times when he doesn't compromise. I'm actually still, you know, very satisfied with my involvement with, you know, Rob and Machine Head. So even given these circumstances, I'll go as far as me and Rob can go with this. America, tearing at the seams, the tension is rising, corruption and greed. Asheville was a really big part of getting me to where I am today. I will always appreciate the camaraderie that I got out of the Asheville music scene and the friends that I still have to this day because of it.
Machine Head hasn't gathered for months during the COVID shutdown, but McEachran is still working with Flynn on new Machine Head music. And financially, McEachran's in a position he never would have imagined before winning this gig. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.